Hey, hello everyone. Happy New Year's. I think a lot of people like me are very welcoming to this 2023 as the new start after 3 years of lockdown and after all this roller coaster change in 2022. I think at Train, especially not only for that, we are very welcome to 2023. And like to conclude 2022 because we believe 2022 concludes our transformation, first steps of our transformation. Let me go back to why Trend Micro took this transformation and why it's so important. For Trend Micro, our growth has always been followed by three factors. First, infrastructure change. Second, customer change. Or third, threat landscape change. Whenever those three change, we need to change and then we can grow. For instance, the infrastructure change such as virtualization and cloud brought us a wave of growth. The customer segment emerged such as the SMB customers emerged in 2006, brought us another wave of change. And then the threat landscape change, the internet, the email virus, or the ransomware, those are the change that brought Trend Micro the growth. In the past 3 years, actually, all those three has changed. First, on the infrastructure side, because of the lockdown, our customer accelerated their digital infrastructure transformation. And on the customer side, we're seeing that customers are opening up the new budget. And that budget is invested in security operation center. Security operation center before have limited budget, but now they're expanding that budget. Especially before, security operation center mainly are focusing on policy enforcement, such as firewall or authentication, access control. These are the main policy enforcement and is where the SOC budget spending on. But now we're seeing that budget moving more and more and growing on both sides onto threat defense, because we're seeing there's severe damage caused by external attack, such as ransomware or supply chain attack. That was causing a lot of changes. And that's why we're seeing this growth require Trend Micro to transform, not just modification, but transform the whole company into a platform company so that we can catch up to this great opportunity. According to the IDC, the overall SOC operations budget is going to grow to 26 billion, and the total cybersecurity will grow more, almost 50 billion. US dollar. And for Trend Micro to attend this growing market, we need to transform ourselves to serve better for the SOC operation center and for the CISO meets their challenge. Both because their biggest challenge right now is first, the attack surface is growing, no matter the digital transformation, the OT environment, or the IoT, or even the vehicle and the work from home, these are increasing the attack surface. The second is that cybersecurity becomes so crucial for any company that I cannot see my slide. And because of that, all the boardroom are placing their focus on the cybersecurity, and the CISO need to provide the visibility and the complete report to the boardroom. And But at the same time, their biggest challenge right now is because before all these solutions, cybersecurity solutions, are very siloed. And therefore, combining all these products together, they are having the alert overload. They cannot deal with so many different alerts come from different cybersecurity solutions. So Trend Micro solution must move into a platform-oriented overall risk management platform. That's why we need to transform. The second challenge that we are seeing, or the opportunity that we are seeing, is cloud security. Before, customers are just moving their workload onto the cloud and have another server workload there. But now, they are moving to cloud-native application. They develop all their new customer-facing application based on the cloud computing technology, which means that that new challenge will require cybersecurity to be integrated into their application development process rather than just add on to their workload security. And that's why Trend Micro also goes for a platform approach for providing a DevOps security platform for the cloud. Finally, even the consumer, they have so many different applications. There's so many different devices. And their main concern is not just their device security, but mainly their identity safety. No matter what application they use, no matter what device they use, they need to protect their own identity. And therefore, Trend Micro's consumer product also need to move on to a platform approach to provide the security for all the consumer customers. So we believe what Trend Micro transformed into is a tech service risk management life cycle. And that requires us build a platform. So that means customer can get on Trend Micro's platform, continue to grow, no matter it's new application, new devices, or new application that they were developing. These are all the tech service risk management life cycle. In 2022, we complete this whole risk management cybersecurity platform. We launched Vision One and got a lot of great feedback, and our customer base are increasing. We started testing our, what we call the CNAP, the cloud application, native cloud application security platform. And we receive a lot of great customers' feedback, including very big application developers such as Sony. So these are the excitement part that we feel that we concluded in 2022. We were able to not only provide threat defense, but an overall risk management platform. That is the attack service risk management. And this is our zero trust architecture that provides, no matter it's IT infrastructure platform operation or security operation or cloud operation customers. So moving on to 2023, after we complete the first milestone for our transformation, we believe that next step for us is to make this platform even more efficient, and we can deliver to more customers in a cost-effective way. I think this, for last year's Mahendra-san's report, you can see our pre-GAAP revenue is already growing, and our pre-GAAP, on the pre-GAAP base, our profit margin is already growing back. But I'd like to take this chance to explain, I believe, why a lot of investors are worried about Trend Micro's profit margin is declining. I think our profit margin was declining in the previous three years. It's because first, we were investing on the investment of this SaaS transformation. We need to convert our customer from on-prem platform onto the SaaS platform. And obviously, SaaS operation is much more costly than the original software licensing type of business model. So that was why when our SaaS sales growth, then our profit margin gets squeezed. But starting from 2022, we already starting the project of reducing our cloud costs, especially when our customer number increased, our per customer SaaS cost was reduced. And we will continue that effort to make sure that our cloud cost will be optimized. Then the second important cost increase is about, because we focus very much in developing and growing our enterprise customers. And obviously, for enterprise customer servicing, no matter the RD people or the technical support people or the sales force, it requires a higher skill set. And of course, that means that higher compensation and high cost for that to grow this enterprise market. But starting from 2023, we believe we have the way to make sure all these new hire enterprise people will be more efficient, especially after we have this platform way of selling. We can understanding better how we can get the opportunity that is ready in front of our customer, in front of our salespeople. Also, we know how to prevent the customer problem happen even before customer find that they have that problem. So that will reduce our support cost. So that's the second thing that we are doing for our cost of optimization. The third one, of course, we do, like Mahendra shows, that in the past 3 years, we did grow, our headcount did grow, but not like the other tech company during these 3 years. They have very ramp up, grow very much, and now they need to do the cut down. Rather, we do have the growth, but it's about the same pace as before. It's just the same pace. So in this year, we are not planning any big size or those layoff like other tech company did. But we do want to make sure that we have what we call the zero-based planning, budget planning process and mentality. Because after 3 years, we believe the organization learned another way of operation, like video conferencing, like some of the event, or how we held the event, or after the work from home, how most efficiently using the office building or reduce some of the office building need. And also, we believe that actually there's new technology such as OpenAI, or recently a lot of people are hearing the ChatGPT. Those new technology would transform how we work and make our work more productive and providing more value to our customers. So we believe all of this zero-based planning process, we planning for the future. How will we adapt for the future and not just go back to last year or go back to 3 years ago, how we work, I believe that is the best way for Trend Micro to step into this new era of Trend Micro as a platform company. And that is my strategy for 2023. Thank you.